The process is called strategic abandonment, letting go of programs that aren't working. Of 37 programs and organizations scrutinized, just under half received a score of questionable, one was rated unacceptable, and 22 were rated as worth funding. Some of the initiatives rated questionable include centers that serve students who would otherwise get out-of-school suspension, called ATOS, Teach for America, and Reading and Math Coaches and Interventionists. Coaches mostly work with teachers. Interventionists tend to work with small groups of students. Board member Scott Shine says the report could help the district reprioritize.
What we found, there's about $40 million in programs today that might not be giving us a good return, may not be helping children the way we want.
He says that's especially important in light of a state bill that could significantly cut the district's capital funding. But other board members say they need more information about several of the programs before making any decisions. They're continuing budget discussions for the upcoming school year. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.